Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants, price may vary.
Life is a highway. And on it, there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Welcome to Four-Sided Dive, Critical Role's monthly talk show featuring a roundtable discussion about the events and characters of our current campaign, alongside a heavy helping of hijinks. Four-Sided Dive airs the first Tuesday of every month at 7 p.m. Pacific on twitch.tv/Critical Role and youtube.com/Critical Role, with the VOD available on YouTube the very next day. And of course, each episode releases right here on the Critical Role Podcast Network 1 week after the initial broadcast. Let's dive into the chaos.
Now, if it's itching for more than 4 days, Sam, you have to get a doctor to look at it.
But what if I intended it to itch for longer than that?
Then you get a different doctor to take a look at it for longer.
Omar agrees.
Yeah. He does. He knows a lot about itching.
He's actually a very itchy boy.
You know.
Yeah.
He's like, Mom, don't tell him I'm itching.
What's wrong with you?
What the heck, Mom?
It's okay.
Gotta get a shot every spring.
Don't. Everybody's itchy.
There's
everybody
no camera itchy. Angle on Omar, so we just look crazy.
He's got a camera on him.
We swear he's here.
Here we go.
Here we go, guys.
It's that time.
Here we go.
I pick purple.
I pick pink.
I'll do this dark one.
I'll pick what's left over.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3,
bless,
go.
Bless this dice.
Higher or lower?
Higher.
Go, boy.
Matthew.
Yeah.
Hey, that's one of my dice.
I got a 15.
Oh, wait, you already rolled?
One of your dice, yep. And?
Eight.
Three eights.
15.
And a 15.
I'm the guy.
I did not
You're
know.
You're the guy.
I'm the guy.
Oh, you rolled that one?
Yeah.
Then, Sam.
But no, I'm just saying, how did one of my dice get
your
stolen?
It was just in the little, here. It was just in the little thing.
These are all my dice.
The monologue for TikTok.
Oh, great.
God.
Right, because we won't get it otherwise.
That's the only way we'll get it.
Oh, do I do this? I go now, right?
Yes, you do it.
Okay, stand on your mark.
All right.
Sweet. Okay, sorry. Oh, wait. Let me try this. Oh, hi. I didn't see you there. I'm Sam Riegel, your 16th tavern keeper. This is edited, right? You probably don't know me, and that's okay. I'm just a normal, regular, everyday human being with exactly 207 bones in my body, just like you. And just like you, I also struggle with normal, everyday human problems. That's why, when I have problems, I reach for a can of Four-Sided Dive's good old-fashioned canned bits.
Which are being flown in right now.
Oh.
They'll put it in my hand in post. But wait, Kyle's also running the prompter, so it won't go any higher until he goes back. No, this is gold!
This is gold!
This is gold! Keep going, Kyle! this is the best episode we've ever done.
This is the show.
Now I know you think you probably already know anything about everything about Four-Sided Dive's canned bits. We did this bit one lunar cycle ago, but last time we didn't have real-world testimonies from real-world normal humans. Marisha.
Oh no, I'm
hi, friend.
Now. Hi. I'm...
Hello.
Oh, hello in return.
Uh-huh. Did you know that before Matthew Mercer thinks up a wacky way to stomp me all over our hearts, he reaches for
a
can...
Jeez, you're terrible on a prompter, Sam.
He reaches for a can of Four-Sided Dive's canned bits?
Yes, I did. Anyone who is anyone knows that. It's common knowledge. I hope he talks about it on tonight's show.
Me too. Now leave.
Okay.
We have another testimonial as well. Wow, I can't read.
Why?
What's happening?
Hello, friend.
Hello, Sam.
Hello to you. I was just thinking about how Sam Riegel must have reached for a can of Foresighted Dives canned bits just moments before he conquered FCG's guilt by destroying an undead crow slash buzzard thing named Shithead.
You're so much better at this than me. Can we say that on TV, Shithead?
Nope, I'm leaving.
You sure are. And lastly, come here, Matt.
Oh boy, why?
Oh, this is your line.
Hello. I don't know about you, but when I think about Laudna and Imogen's adorable relationship, I think about Foresighted Dives canned bits. Their love reminds me of that creepy plastic Santa that follows Liam around the studio.
Wait, what?
Bye.
And there you have it, three testimonials proving that Foresighted Dives canned bits are changing the world one canned bit at a time. Isn't that right, Moppo? Oh. I'm sorry. Foresighted Dives canned bits by Moppo are changing the world one bit at a time. Everything is fine. Welcome to Foresighted Dive. Let's do a heckin' good show! Welcome back. Let's begin the night with our open discussion segment called What the Fuck Is Up With That?
Oh.
We've got a lot of topics to talk about. I think Shithead should be
however,
the first
However, the most important emergency thing that we have to talk about is Imadna. Hey, guys.
Hi.
Nothing else matters except for us finally discussing the most important thing of all. Hi.
You guys, it's our resident lore and romance expert.
Hi.
Danny Carr.
Hi, Danny.
Hello.
I like your tribute to...
Thank you. I'm in full Imadna wear.
Oh. It's great. It's great.
Imadna is the official...
Is the ship name ship for ship Imogen name. And Laudna.
Gotcha. Okay.
It's pretty good. Yeah. Imadna.
It's good.
It also very sounds cute. Like diarrhea medicine.
It also does.
I like the Southern Gothic.
Ooh.
Oh, Southern Gothic. Yeah.
That's very good.
That's actually pretty great.
That's less diarrhea-ish.
Yeah.
I like Horse School.
Horse School is
Horse School?
Wait, oh, my you, God.
I just made
one?
That up right
now.
Oh, my God. That's so good.
That's a good one, baby. Oh, I love that.
I'm going to just be thinking of other ones all night.
Yeah.
All right, to focus on this.
Yes, you do.
We should talk about Imadna. So
yes,
what? Tell us everything. How did it happen? Who knew what when? What is their sex life like?
That is canonical.
What spells can she use mid
coitus? This is not entirely about sex.
Well,
when did each of you know as characters and as yourselves?
I'm actually so interested in this because we did not talk about this.
We didn't talk about it at all. No.
So
at all.
At the character creation stage, we're going all the way back.
Yeah.
You guys knew that you were friends,
yes,
traveling companions, and you guys never said, hey, are we romantic? And somebody else was like, I don't think so. Yeah, or think was it ever brought up?
We talked about we are not gonna be romantic.
Yeah.
Like we had several discussions about we like really want to show like a solid platonic female friendship. Like,
we want to show that that's possible.
Yeah.
And it's not. They fucking.
They were roommates.
Yeah. Well, I remember one time we were like, I mean, this could be a path for them,
yeah,
but it's got to happen organically. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And
it's like in real life.
And yeah. Yes. And not because people are demanding it through fan art.
Yeah.
And,
right.
Yeah.
So I remember being like, it's gotta go.
If it happens, then it happens.
Yeah. Correct.
And then we didn't really talk about it for a very, very, very long time.
Mm-mm.
And then, like, I don't know. We were just like playing the game and like, I kept getting jealous. And I was like, oh fuck, do I have feelings for Laudna?
Amazing.
Like, seriously, like not wanting to admit it. And then like, not talking to anybody about it and going, I don't know, is this really happening? Is this, we had those talks about we aren't gonna be romantic and now I feel like I'm going romantic and it was just fully, like I didn't plan to say, can I kiss you in that moment? It was just like, well.
It just happened.
Yeah.
And you could have said no.
Yeah, yep. That's the thing. I fully expected you to say no. Because,
really?
Yeah, because I wasn't getting any sort of like romantical back.
Interesting.
Like, I just didn't think it was going to happen.
And I will say, this also comes from being friends and players for many, many years.
Oh, yeah,
to where there's
yes,
trust
yes,
in this. Yes.
Caveats,
your own home
caveats,
game.
Sure. Don't do this in every
Make
home
sure you
game.
You discuss this in advance.
I know. And I probably should have. But we've been playing so long.
We've been playing
long,
so long.
Yeah.
And we also know our own comfort
levels. And
it's
also fun to surprise each other
exactly.
in
Exactly. In a space where we all trust and are comfortable.
Thank you, Matt, for bringing that up. Yes.
Consent, always important.
Yes.
Remember your consent. Henry Crabgrass.
That's why I asked instead of just went in.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, I remember also feeling like very jealous, also having like jelly feelings, like all the way back in like Bossaris, when we were in Bossaris.
Yes.
And then, yeah, and then like you and Orm were getting close in friendship, and then we came back from being split up, and like you and Frida were like so close, and I was like, the fuck? Fuck is this? Shit. And feeling like that. But then there was also the, when I gave the pep talk. Like, it was before, when was that?
Was this the tether one? The you are my tether? Which one, you've given a couple pep talks.
Maybe. Yeah, she gives a lot of pep talks.
Y'all have a lot of conversations, yeah, and like, I need you to be more specific than pep talk.
Remember
I'm not
I
God.
Said that thing?
I just, it was the one where it ended and you were like, that was the gayest thing
oh,
I've
yeah,
ever
that was
seen.
The, I am, that was the tether.
Tether one?
You're okay. my tether, yeah. and I'm yeah. happy to be your tether and everything. Like, that was that conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah, y'all literally, okay, so I have a girlfriend. I have a partner. And y'all literally walked off the set and looked you both in the eyes and was just like, that is the gayest thing I have ever seen in my life. And I go home and kiss my girlfriend every day.
That's right.
So please know that I did not push this on them or anything like that. It was just a comment from what I saw in front of me.
I didn't feel like pressured. There was no outside influence on that.
No, not at all.
But it was very beautiful. I'm sorry.
It was. No, I was going to say, like, when it happened on the show, there was, I think you said, can I kiss you? I don't even know anymore.
I don't know if it's okay anymore.
Anymore, yeah. Implying that they had kissed before.
No. So it was like a huge thing that I kind of mentioned it on another Four-Sided Dive that like any time that, like Imogen just always was inundated with thoughts, right? Yeah. And especially if she was in a situation where her emotions were heightened.
Oh, I can't read you anymore.
Right, if her emotions are heightened, then she can't keep the wall up.
Nice.
So she was always, one, scared to be intimate because you would know everything that you're doing wrong or just whatever there was.
Yeah.
And also, like, any time that she would start to feel something for, in that way with Laudna, that I would know where your thoughts were drifting. And if it wasn't what I was thinking, then there's no way in hell that I would pursue that. So in that moment of finally getting the...
If you're thinking something, if you're feeling having romantic thoughts and Laudna over here is here thinking about potatoes.
Oh, I have a under my nail. Or my nail is falling off.
Yes.
You know.
But also if you're like walking down the plaza and Laudna's like, oh, she's cute. Like, you're going to hear that.
Yeah.
You're going to hear everything. You're going to hear every little, little like... Thing.
Like yeah, it would be awful.
If you guys have a little tiff, you're gonna hear
all the ways that
be
you
like,
were wrong.
Oh,
yeah.
She's being a bitch.
Yeah.
Oh no.
True.
This is fraught with peril.
Oh, God.
But you have
honesty.
I don't like it.
Hence the circlet. And as soon as I got it, then the party got divided. Mm-hmm. And so she like basically got to experience the world away from you.
Yeah.
Without being inundated with everything. So like to be able to come back to you and not have that in her head was really important.
And since that moment, we've had a few episodes, I think, since that moment. Behind the scenes, off camera, is the relationship progressing, developing at all? Is it still sort of early phases? Are they steadies?
Define everything.
Thank you.
Once we haven't really talked about it though. We're just kind of still going with the flow.
Yeah.
Y'all referred to each other as girlfriends. You called her your girlfriend to check.
I mean, I gave her a ring. You know what I mean?
A long ass time
so it's not like I'm like, oh, I'm gonna go see other people in addition to kissing you. You know what I mean? It's like, yeah. So it's kind of, I don't know what Laudna's thinking. Laudna. Circlet.
Laudna's also, she's so like, she still kind of has a little bit of those like kind of juvenile tendencies. So I think she's like, she's not trying to keep it a secret, but we're not like openly advertising it either.
Right. I was gonna ask about that. Like, what was the, so far you've only told Chetney. Yeah. So, which is a hilarious one to be. Yeah. Chetney has learned first about so many of the relationships. Orym, he was the first person that Orym told about Will. And mm-hmm. I love, other than like Fern.
He's sneaky and he's also one of the least like, I don't want to say dangerous in this sense, but like he's he's the most irreverent to the point where you feel the least impactful in giving that information.
Yeah.
To.
Yeah. Which is great.
Yeah.
It's like, you can't judge me.
Yeah.
Look
there's,
at you.
There's comfort in the fact that he is a train wreck.
Yes.
I'm sorry to derail this, like Chetney is such a fascinating character for Travis because on the surface, he's a joke character. He's a, like, you look at it, like, I mean, he gave me the character when we started the campaign. I was like, okay. We're gonna make this go for a whole campaign. All right. But in to that point, Chetney has become this kind of, he's this very specific, like, deep in his own weird way, wise in his own weird way, kind of like lived long enough, seen enough to the point where he's looped entirely back from like, I'm wizened and have seen the world to like, I'm wizened and I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's how I want to grow old. I want to be Chetney when I get old.
Yeah.
And
it's very soulful in a lot of strange ways.
Yeah. It's
Chetney Pocopee, very soulful.
Sing into your people.
But we gotta, all got things to aspire to before we finish the chapter of our life.
Yeah. I think it's funny, he's kind of, I feel like he's kind of like the core of the group. It's just like so weird to say, but like everybody kind of circles around Chet in a weird way.
No,
for somebody
it's true.
Coming in like last, right. I feel like he's like this weird glue.
Chet and Orym like are an unlikely pair of like odd leadership duality.
Yeah.
Like Orym is the front of the spear, you know, and kind of like the heart of courage, mm-hmm. and Chetney is kind of like the weird mother, yeah, the weird wood that holds it all together. Yeah.
Weird wood. Chetney, the weird wood.
What about?
Okay, but back to Imani.
Yeah, sorry.
I'm sorry. I keep interrupting you.
I was just gonna say, what about Giddy Yuck?
Giddy Yuck.
What?
Yuck.
Don't
instead
like that
giddy
one.
Up,
yeah.
Let's
instead giddy of giddy
yuck.
Up, it's no. Giddy Yuck.
Have you been sitting over there thinking about this That's this whole time?
When did Laudna know? When was it the moment that she asked, "Can I kiss you?" Was it before? When she was feeling jealous?
I think like, there's also like those jealousy moments, but then also probably like that in that you are my tether pep mm-hmm. talk, and I think there was it the same one? God, it all fucking blurs, where it was like, "Hey, if you don't want any part of this." And we just want to like rip cord and go and like find a fucking farm cartage.
Same conversation.
I think it was.
Same conversation, or they were very close to each other.
We can just go, and it's like, if you want like a quiet life, we can do that. We don't have to be like beholden to anybody or anything. And I mean, from the beginning, Laudna's like sole focus has really been like, so heavily invested in Imogen's future and trying to like protect Imogen and specifically protect Imogen from the shit that Laudna has had to go through and see. Give her a better life than I had. Yeah, has been so much of like really Laudna's driving focus. Mm-hmm. So.
And the best life you can give her is one where you love her.
Aww.
Oh, damn. who was a better kisser, Imogen or what's his name? Whitestone Greg?
Whitestone Andy?
Whitestone Andy.
I don't think y'all kissed.
No, well, Whitestone Andy was mean to me.
But I thought they were like a little cute together first.
No,
she just liked him.
No, she had it was unreciprocated.
Got it.
She had a crushy, and
then he threw dirt in her face.
He threw dirt a lot.
So sad.
Yeah.
So then you're saying Imogen was better.
Okay, but let's look at the, okay, so the ring.
Yeah.
The snake ring.
Yes.
How much of that was, and then like later on, you had the conversation with, I think, FCG or Frida, where you were like, yeah, people give each other rings when they're wed. Did you think about that?
I did not. I did not think about that ring when I said that to you, because you were going to eat a ring.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
Wow. No, I don't know. I just.
I played like, my truth.
Saw the ring and thought of Laudna and wanted to get her a. Wanted to get her a. You know, I still love you. We may be fighting, but I'm still thinking about you. It's kind of.
I love that. I also just. I'm just very obsessed with how this relationship did progress over all of these episodes. Because
it's been a long,
I know,
slow burn.
And because, like, somebody who, again, I have a partner, and we started also as best friends. Like, y'all are basically living Bree and I's relationship. I just smacked my mic. I'm so sorry, Chris.
And you're Southern, and she's kind of gothy.
It's true.
Oh my god.
She's kind of a spooky girl.
She is a spooky girl. I love her. It's beautiful and perfect because we started out as best friends and spent all of our time together. She lived in another state, and then we were just like, no, but I'm crazy about you after like 3 years of just not being able to go longer than 6 weeks without seeing each other. She was constantly flying down here. Luckily, the flights between Seattle and LA are not that expensive. But it was basically the exact same thing of just like, oh, you're the only person that I want to be with.
Right.
And it's been hilarious watching this because I'm just like, this feels familiar.
Yeah, it's kind of tracked in the same way. Oh my God.
He's so
should stop petting him.
He's fart? He's blowing his coat.
So much.
He's blowing his undercoat.
Yeah, you're going to be covered.
Riding Dyed Saddle.
Ooh. Because she died.
Riding Dyed Saddle.
Continue,
wow, these are getting worse.
I was trying to come up with like a Death Becomes Her sort of a thing, but I couldn't crack it.
Yeah, we'll get there.
Yeah. We're okay over here. You guys keep talking.
No, bad, very bad. I used to be very good at this, and I'm no longer.
Will this relationship affect your moves in the future? Will you be less wary, more protective of each other, or not want to go to the moon because it might jeopardize somebody? Or I don't know. Will this affect things?
Or are they just together or not at all?
Did he make a face? Did he make a face? I'm looking at Sam. Did he make a face?
I can tell he's absorbing it. He's taking it in.
He's gonna do she your favorite again. He's gonna pull one of those moves.
Wait,
no. Oh gosh, we didn't talk about that.
I was just waiting for two to be like, you know what? Yeah, let's just leave the campaign.
Sam Riegel.
You're right, Sam.
Wait, we haven't met Mom. Yeah, we saw Mom.
You never met her?
Mom.
Oh, I guess
you saw her
from
a distance.
Saw her.
You've talked to her,
but the
rest of the group hasn't met her.
Oh my God. So Lana
hasn't met your parents yet.
But she saw her because she was in my head.
Yes.
And we did meet her dad.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yes.
So maybe we should go back and introduce her properly to dad.
Yeah, exactly. You don't have to introduce people. You don't have to introduce partners to parents that don't give a fuck about you. I'm sorry. You just don't.
Yeah. That's true. Truth.
I'm not saying that Revan doesn't care about Imogen.
No, yeah.
I am saying that he has a funny way of showing it, and he has a complicated.
He's a
relationship.
He's also not a good one. He's just a dad.
I don't want people to think that I am saying that he's a horrible person. I'm not saying that.
No. He's fully one of those parents where, like, he doesn't know how to handle the child he ended up with and doesn't know what to do with it. So his response,
heartbreak affected his relationship with her too much.
Yeah. Correct.
And that's very sad. And I have a lot of sympathy for that. Yeah. Like, it kind of reminds me of, you know, like if you love someone so much and you expect to have a life with them and raise this child together, but then they're gone. Yeah. Like, it's hard to, I would imagine it would be so hard to not let that grief overwhelm you. Yeah. Like, there's
and
a lot of
even
sympathy
like a grief
there.
Of like, this person passed away. It was, she left.
She just
left.
Yeah.
It's very sad. Yeah. I my heart breaks.
That's complicated.
Yeah.
It's a complicated relationship.
Yeah.
But I don't know, in terms of like future things, I mean, I was actually just talking with Danny about this earlier. A lot of stuff that I don't want to spoil. But I think, I mean, there's always like the protectiveness. I don't think that's going to go away. If anything, it'll probably just get kicked into like full throttle. And even in terms of like how far I think Ladna might want to like push herself.
And they both know now that.
We'll see.
Y'all both know now that probably, that not probably, we know now that Delilah's back.
Yeah.
And yeah. How does that color things? You're now properly in this relationship, but Delilah's back in your head. Mm-hmm. So how is that feeling?
Which there's been so much shit, it's been nonstop, that I don't think I've even told you in game yet.
Yeah.
I mean, we talked about it a bit,
but you haven't told her it's confirmed yet. Yeah. But that was very recent. I think it's been like a day.
That's not because you're withholding secrets. That's just because it's been crazy.
It's just been crazy.
She's been like moving from place to place. Yeah. It's been very like back.
It's also hard to find the time in a D&D game to be like, let's have a sit down and discuss our emotions. Let me update you on
things. Especially when stakes are so high and you know that like, that anybody watching already knows those things.
Exactly.
And so when we're filling each other in on details that like the audience already knows, but we should know those things.
Yeah.
I also imagine, again, they sleep in the same bed. I imagine that you guys like have a lot of off-camera conversations.
But also, if you feel like you have to convey something to the other player.
You brought it up, so it's okay.
Oh, geez.
Okay.
Yeah.
What did you say?
Do they use spells when they fall? That's all I want to know.
Top or bottom, sorry.
What's up?
Do they use spells when they're intimate?
If I had magic,
I'm sorry, would you not experiment?
That's what I'm saying, like telekinesis
in the bedroom.
You can do whatever you want. Yeah,
thaumaturgy.
Great.
Flying.
Ooh.
Shocking grasp.
Oh!
If you can control it.
Like this, yeah.
Just saying, there's a lot of uses.
There sure are.
Yeah. I don't have your spell lists in front of me, but I could probably think of things. D&D is nasty. Mage is fuck.
Can I make that a shirt?
Yeah. Yes.
Mage is fuck.
I'm supposed to be the host. Should I move past this topic?
I mean, I would love to stay on this topic, but that's up to you.
Also,
please, as always, this is not for whatever y'all want to discuss, and I will move away. As
Feel free to stay.
Oh my goodness. Shedding his coat.
Oh no.
Pulling his coat.
Oh no.
Oh
God,
don't move away.
It's just covering the table.
Oh my God.
Other things we can talk about tonight.
Okay. So much has happened.
We saw Keyleth, your other character.
Oh my gosh.
Keyleth.
And went to Zephra.
Yes.
And written here on the menu is Taint Blossoms in Demon Land.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
It's a perennium.
How did it feel to make that mistake?
Honestly, at this point, I'm just numb to it. Like,
a pretty big blunder.
Oh, yeah. No, it was. That was entirely, like, I didn't spell it that way, but I full on, my brain just, as I'm like looking down to confirm it, my brain picked up the wrong word, and as soon as it left my lips, I was like, oh no. Oh no, I have sunk myself dramatically.
Travis is calling you?
Yeah.
Do you want to take
it?
On stream?
Baby?
Is everything okay? I'm filming Foresighted Dive right now.
Hi, Travis.
Hi, Travis.
Everybody says hi. Hi, Ronan.
Oh,
tell me, what is it?
Ronan just started kindergarten, you guys.
Are you there?
It's a monumentous time.
This is the show now.
I love it. I'm here for it.
Chicken to throw.
I'm so proud of you.
Oh,
good job.
What does Ronan think about the Laudna Imogen relationship?
I love you so much. I'll see you at bedtime, baby. Bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
can we in post have you do his voice on like a phone filter?
Sure.
Sorry about that, guys. I thought it was going to be something pertinent.
But that's, it sounds like it was important.
Did he have a surprise?
oh, he was just telling me some good news.
What was his good news? Is it shareable?
No. Not if I don't want Ronan to hate me when he gets older.
Oh. We let our imaginations run wild.
Yeah.
Anyway, next question.
So yes, funny. Yes. So we were talking about, well, we were talking about Taint, but we were also talking about just the visit with Keyleth. What were everybody's reactions to that? I can say it's always, yeah, it's been great this campaign to have these little check-in moments with folks from past campaigns,
yeah,
and to see what in your mind they're up to or what they're struggling with and stuff. And Keyleth still has a lot of complicated emotions swirling around,
man,
her head.
My favorite thing that Matt said was, and I was just like, yes, girl, was when you said, I don't remember the context, but you're like, I've been angry for 30 years.
Oh.
Yeah, I was like,
so good.
Yeah, it's so true.
And it's like the way you said it, I pictured Marisha saying it.
Yeah.
It was like so.
That's me role playing Keyleth is trying to like put myself through a Marisha filter.
You did good.
Yeah.
I hope so. It's always super nerve wracking to be like, I hope I don't fuck this up for you guys. It's meant to be a gift for you and like,
sure,
a fun thing.
Everything you've done for previous characters has been so spot on.
Yeah. Yep.
So I still have room to fuck it up.
The pressure's
but
on.
But it's also so tragic. Like, you know, I hoped that Keyleth would always keep Vax in her heart.
But she never moved
but
on.
But sort of move on
she
at some point.
To.
I know.
She's gonna be she around so done. Long. She needs to.
I know.
She can't fuck a raven.
I mean, she might
once
be able
to. Once again.
She dangerous. Might be able to.
Wild shape.
Wild shape.
She can true,
oh no,
she
has
can
that
like
happened?
True polymorph the raven into
know.
A dude.
No.
Or just put a big old dick
could
on the raven.
You don't even know.
Wait.
You don't even know if
it's polymorph an animal into a person? This is like a Black Mirror episode,
no, but
guys.
Hold on.
I don't know.
Hold on.
Black Scrying Mirror.
What?
But
the fantasy version.
But what? What if the whole time it's not him as a raven? He's just sending a raven to check on you.
So it's just some random raven.
He's just been fucking some random raven for years.
And the raven goes back to its raven family and is like, I don't know. Like every 3 days, this lady just makes me fuck her.
goes back to like to the shadow realm, and Vax is like, how is she? And Raven's like, she's fine. She's doing great. Not much going on.
Yeah. Why do you look like that, Raven? Nothing. I just gotta go. I gotta
big
go
wind. Take, big wind on the way here. I gotta get.
Gotta go take a bird bath.
Oh my god.
We've hit two sides of relationships with this
yes.
one.
Oh no! This poor Raven.
We are discussing episode 69 for this episode. Yeah. So.
Nice. There you go.
Nice.
No,
it. Man.
Will she ever get over Vax? Something would need to happen.
Something would maybe still need to happen. Story's still being told.
Still
but it was also, I was talking with, we were, Danny and I were talking about this. Now it's even more weird. It's like. Like, also, things keep happening to not allow her to move on, either. Yeah.
He sends her a raven every day.
He sends her a raven every day.
It's a little questionable,
it's
Vax.
It's very Vax. Let's be real.
Is. It is.
I love Vax so much, but also Vax has some unhealthy tendencies here,
yeah,
and there. You know?
And then he, like, we've like, him bamfing to come in to protect her for that brief moment has happened before. Like you said, we've established it's happened before, which is okay. How they knew we could do that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, but we don't know what instances that was.
The assassination.
It was the assassination attempt.
Oh.
Though,
right, 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 right.
Though it's unconfirmed,
yeah,
that
right.
Unconfirmed if Keyleth saw him then or was aware, but Odohan did see his presence.
We don't know the mechanics
that's
of how
why.
That works. Like, is that something that Vax can? Well, before he became a lens, is that something that Vax could will to happen? Or in those moments, does he have to go to the matron and be like, hey, can you make me?
In theory, in theory, he's breaking the rules every time he does that.
Wow.
Oh,
ooh, does he get punished?
Yeah. He's not supposed to do that.
Wait, what did you ask?
Is when he manifests himself as a corporeal form in those moments,
to protect
he's breaking the rules, and so there has to be some sort of punishment or consequence. Oh. Every time he does that, someone on Exandria dies.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised.
Some innocent guy is just like...
eating his oatmeal. Uh-huh.
Back over here, like, just pressing the button of that philosophy question.
Hey, honey, could you hand me the paper over there?
Oh, no! But once again, I could see Vax being like, fuck it, worth it. Mm-hmm. Fuck Gerald. I don't care.
Hey, he killed that Nothic real fast.
Yeah, he did.
Wow.
But yeah, I mean, there's
from beyond.
He's kind of still around.
Was
now there's this. Now there's all this like God funny business too, in terms of like what's the deal with the gods?
Yeah.
So it's she can't really.
In a weird way, maybe this is healthy for Keyleth. Like she's getting a Raven break. First of all, her body can rest. But also, like, maybe this is like the first time that she's been truly like alone and can, that's probably really hard for her, but maybe it'll give her a sense of like, maybe I can do this on my own. Maybe I'm okay. Yeah. I don't know, we'll see.
We'll see, I don't know.
Other things that happened out in Zephra, Fern made a new friend.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
What's his name again, Danzig?
Tevin.
Tevin.
Oh, I was like, Tevin.
He was handsome. Daddy.
Super hot.
He was hot.
Probably the hottest NPC ever.
We barely knew him. Essence. We met him.
I mean, okay, y'all. Okay.
We met him for like 5 minutes.
Y'all know I love Essek. Come on.
No.
That was a lot.
It was everything you were giving, Matt. You were serving with him.
He follows.
Yeah.
He's an extension of the power of the Lord of the Hells. Like
charismatic.
It's meant to be a force of personality, chosen words, direct, like, stare into your soul and take a part with him. Like,
speaking of,
it was a lot in 5 minutes.
It was
concentrated. We don't even know if we're gonna see him again. It was concentrated.
We'll see him again. Oh yeah, it's Ashley's Fern.
Come on,
I'm just saying.
And if she doesn't do it, all of us will pressure her into it.
This is the campaign of giving everyone red buttons. That's my whole goal.
Oh my God, please push the zaddy button. Push the zaddy button.
Hey, Delilah's here. Your chest's a bomb. Your mom's on the moon. Travis. Everything. All the buttons. Push all the buttons.
Oh my God, he got close to
He works for the Lord of Hells.
Yeah.
Does that mean he knows Xerxes?
Likely.
Like, are they same level? Are they?
They're different. Ooh. They're different positions within the hierarchy, or at least their utility to the Lord of Hells. Tevin, I see as more of like a field agent, if that makes sense. Like lack of a better term, kind of a Skunk Works operative.
That's a 40s reference for you there, guys.
Yep,
Nero Wolf.
It shows that you're well cultured.
Oh, thank you.
Old.
Yes, I'm sorry. I'm gonna shut up.
You're so much younger than all of us.
Yeah.
Rich is my age.
We are the same age.
Is that true?
Danny and I are the same age.
Yeah, we're only.
I
like
think you're like one, a few months. Yeah, younger than me.
We would like
so
be
it
in
stands.
The same class.
Nine. Yeah.
We would have gone to high like school together and been best friends.
Yep.
Yeah. Might have been one grade under me. I don't know.
But in terms of the hierarchy, Xerxes is more home base,
correct.
Admin.
Xerxes, in my mind, is shackled to the side of Asmodeus, partially because of the context of how that pact was made, was a major point in the history of like Asmodeus's presence in Exandria, and because there is still a kind of that burning kernel of goodness that'll never burn away. There is a joy in keeping him nearby to watch him continue to suffer. Really, like
Xerxes.
Xerxes.
That's sad.
Okay, but how is he shackled to the Lord of the Hells side?
In a sexy way.
Definitely in a sexy way.
With fuzzy hair.
Y'all, this episode's horny as fuck.
69.
I'm not complaining. Not complaining.
Omar likes it.
It's true. It's to woo.
Are we getting some Omar cam?
I think right now it's just kind of staring at me. Here. Maybe fisheye of me.
Yeah, I'll just move it so it's a little bit more on Laura too.
There you go. Oh, sorry. Thank you, buddy.
Sorry. Back to sleep. Back to sleep.
I love how every single time we put the Omar cam on him, he just goes to sleep.
Yeah. I know. We get like,
it must be comfy or something. Or maybe he just he doesn't want to move.
Or he's miserable. Yeah, and he's like,
he just gives up.
Oh, no. Other stuff to talk about? Other stuff to what the fuck is up with?
Yeah.
The party returned to Bossaris.
Yes.
Reconnoitered with Dancer. There was a little bit of a back and forth about which D character we were going to interface with.
I'm sorry, that was one of the funniest parts of this campaign so far.
I feel guilty. I definitely wanted to go see Dancer.
Yes, you did.
And everyone was really, really against it, and I should have listened to the group probably.
Nah, but
I needed some resolution with Dancer.
It was good.
I don't know this other dude. Yet.
And we got resolution. If we hadn't gone and seen Dancer, we wouldn't have gotten resolution with Shithead.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Yes. Which
that
is
was important.
The most important part of the campaign.
Pretty good.
But I don't know. Did I fuck up? Should we have gone to see Devaxian or whatever his name is? D squared?
I mean,
don't look at me. I'm going to get that answer.
Did you game out a path where we did go see D?
Loosely, yeah. Like I my job before each session is to try and like figure out a loose idea of what choices you might make and be somewhat prepared and then throw it all away.
Because mm-hmm. When you burn it all to the ground. Random option that was not anticipated.
Yeah, it's great.
I feel like I'm just guessing.
Yes.
But neither were wrong.
Correct.
That's very generous of you. I think my choice was wrong.
There are things out of Dancer. Yes.
There are different paths. There are many aspects of. I intentionally put out threads that there are things happening in the world in all different directions. You can choose which thing you want to pursue or none of them. The Devaxian path would have put you on a different way to possibly discover elements of this artifact or discovered you couldn't or have to do something else to get to that point. Also, would have put you in Wildemount. And there's things happening in Wildemount that I've kind of,
you mentioned some Dwendal stuff, Dwendalian Empire sort of stuff.
Ludinus was seen Rexentrum, which is odd because you also saw him on the moon recently, but apparently meeting with King Dwendal.
Yeah. Who Bell's Hells at least doesn't really know who King Dwendal is.
Like those who have historical knowledge would know he's a prominent political figure in the world.
Yeah.
But,
like 100%.
So, like, there's all sorts of weird options out there, but they're all happening simultaneously, and it's up to you to decide what you want to pursue.
Oh, boy.
And instead of that path.
Instead of pursuing any of those important threads, we went back to Dancer, who is
drunk. I needed resolution, and the worst part is I didn't get it. She didn't give me, she didn't absolve me from my sins.
That's Matt letting you know you chose poorly.
No.
I had it right.
It's letting you know that. That a journey towards resolution doesn't happen in an hour.
But it needs to.
That is such an FCG way of looking at things.
Or at the end of the 22 minutes, it resolves.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking. Was he's thinking.
He's been watching a lot of WandaVision.
Sam's been in a writer's room for the past 4 years,
it's
so
true.
He's like, no, it's got to be
like,
a button.
I'll go resolve this storyline.
Yeah.
And, nope.
Life in Xander is messy.
Yes,
also,
it is.
Matt, I will just say, you definitely said the Devaxian path, and I just want to point that out.
The Devaxian
path. We know it's Devaxian.
Am I just going to keep saying no to this point?
We
it's
know
absurd.
It's Devaxian.
You were the one who just a moment ago wanted to be like, oh, I'm not going to tell you. I'm just saying.
I know.
It's Devaxian.
It's, come on.
We saw him. We saw his face. You saw his memory. I don't know how you saw his memory. If he hadn't already woken you up.
Okay.
But whatever.
I looked this up. Okay. I figured this out. Okay.
That's right, because we asked you about this.
So I'm so sorry. From what I could find, going back through all of my notes, I tried so hard to find this thread. You looked in Imahar Joe's mind, and you were the one who saw D with the with like a bunch of stuff. FCG did not see D.
Oh,
And but you described him. And so did Imahara Joe. And then when FCG sending to him, he was using, FCG was using your description from when you saw in Imahara Joe's memory. I am pretty sure that that is, I don't know what voice that was. I'm pretty sure that that was the, that was the path. If I am missing something, I am so sorry.
You never miss anything, Danny.
That is not true.
Lore Keeper! We need like a Lore Keeper sting.
That's true.
Oh yeah,
we do. Yeah. You need to record a jingle for Lore Keeper.
I will. Yeah. I will.
Please do. That would be can I just use Hot Boy? We still have Hot Boys we never
used. We have lots of Hot Boys still.
That's true.
I recorded like 20 of them.
You did?
It was a really late night.
I feel like I've got, oh no, it's the cord for the microphone. I thought I had like a fuzz in my shirt, but it's the microphone cord.
Okay. Hey guys, I think it's time to pull from the Tower of Inquiry.
Oh, we're there now.
It's a simple process. Step one, pull a block from the tower. Step two, we read the number on it. Step three, Danny reads us a critter-submitted question that corresponds to that number. Step four, we go around the table answering said question. Step five.
Profit.
Sex. And 69. And if the tower should fall, there will be hell to pay. Hell, I say, hell! Sorry, Omar.
I'm sorry.
In the form of a nasty little note nestled away in that box labeled consequences way over there. Okay, with that in mind, Laura, will you go please pull a block?
Yes, I will.
Let's
All right,
see it.
The first.
We really should
Hubway.
Pull out one of the numbers and change that number to 69.
Of
because
course
we don't have. We should have.
We don't have 69 blocks.
Oh, yeah, it's
so
like 52 blocks or something?
It's 51, yeah.
We should just pick some fun numbers
so we
can, that we like.
Get a second set. Yeah,
420, yes. 69.
Exactly 69
yeah,
blocks.
Like
66.
Yeah, 66.
666.
Oh, I feel like maybe this was a bad choice.
24601.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
Oh,
you already pulled it.
If I know, if I get consequences on my very first block on this very full tower,
it'd be really funny.
It'll be pathetic, especially after our last time.
Just
they
do it.
Did so well.
Just do it.
Take it.
Uh-oh. I chose poorly. Oh, it's all wiggling.
Do it.
I got it. I got it.
You got this. You're Laura Bailey.
Have you seen the video of the guy going?
You can do hard. Yeah.
And it like
Laura.
Breaks it in half, but then drops.
Danny backs up.
I'm so scared of Jenga's of Jenga blocks, you guys.
Oh.
Nicely done.
Okay. Oh, it's number 27.
27.
And this one's false. This one's fun. They're all fun. They're all great questions.
All right, great.
Well done, Laura.
Thank you. What do you from J.R. Tekip, and then the pronunciation next to it is Cheddar Biscuits, but it's J.R. Tekip. I don't know how that helps. But from J.R., what do you think your character would do if they were suddenly dropped into the Age of Arcanum?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Ooh.
Well, my character comes from the Age of Arcanum.
That's true.
Yeah.
So he might be totally at home, although he doesn't really have any memory of it. So.
But would you even have like a personality?
Do I now? I guess I would probably see a whole bunch of other robots around and freak out that I'm not special anymore. Everyone I meet in this campaign says, you're so special and unique. I've never seen anyone like you.
But FCG seems like it's like getting annoyed by
it,
though.
It was annoying, but now it's come full circle and I'm like, well, maybe I am special. Also, Chetney's been telling FCG like to start a cult. And
wait, he has?
Yeah. Yeah.
I've missed this.
Yeah, it was, and you were in once. Between them.
Oh, it was once?
Yeah,
it was,
okay.
But I've been thinking about it. because Fresh Cut Grass, everyone he meets has said, there's something special about you. And of our group, there's only one of us who gets to talk directly to a god. And Chetney's out there saying, like, I think you should start a cult or something. You could. So I feel like FCG is starting to buy into this.
I mean, the current timing in Exandria is pretty ripe.
Just saying.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you do have the makings of a cult leader. Everyone telling you that you're special and you have gifted abilities.
What would Frida say about you trying to start a cult?
Well, he better join or else he'll be smitten. Smited.
He's already
both.
Smitten.
Yeah. Be smitten while he's smited. Mm-hmm.
What would your characters do in the Age of Arcanum? Canum.
It's pronounced Arcanim.
Arcanim.
Perennium?
Yeah.
It's wild because, like, Laudna always wanted to pursue a path of, like, being, like, a powerful mage and wanted to go study and, you know, embrace her natural abilities. Abilities.
No, she has some.
Okay.
I started with some.
And Delilah just kicked him up.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah. So, yeah. And that was the whole reason why Matilda went to go, was like so intrigued by the attention from the Briarwoods, mm. because she was like, oh, they picked me, like I'm gonna be
because
this.
Special.
Yeah, because mm. She was like, oh. And she thought that that could be, and her parents thought that that could be her path to like a better life and to like maybe get, you know, into like school or something like that to help with her abilities. Cool. So I think she would try and, it might be like a good opportunity for her to easily kind of have what she always wanted or what was intended when she was a kid.
I love it.
Yeah.
I think it depends on where in the Age of Arcanum too. Because maybe the only views you've gotten are pretty much of like Avalir and mm-hmm. you know, discussion with the places.
And Aeor, yeah.
And Aeor. But those were the majorocracies that floated above the world of Exandria. There's a lot of people that lived down in the ground that had no magic, no access to magic.
Right. Oh, sure.
Like there was a thing. I think there was some places in Exandria with classism issues. Now Age of Arcanum was.
Whoa. That sounds like it would have been terrible.
Yeah, there's a whole lot that would be fun to explore down the road.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ruidus? Forgive me for not understanding fully.
That's
all right. Ruidus was around during the Age of Arcana?
Yes.
Okay.
Ruidus has been around for all of history up until it was discovered that at the very beginning it wasn't for a brief period of time.
Okay.
That was schism time?
Nope, before.
Before the schism.
Divergence.
The founding, technically.
The founding.
Sorry, I'm sitting right behind Matt, so I keep forgetting that he's just like right here, and I keep answering questions behind him. I'm so sorry.
No.
It's probably so annoying.
I feel like you're my JoJo stand. Like you're just like part of the journey here.
I'm just crouching over your shoulder, yes.
Matt, why don't you go pull one, and we'll keep the train running. Thank you, JR.
Thank you, JR.
Tikipe, for your.
Okay.
Hey, JR to
I hope is like cool about us.
I know.
Like, oh, clowning his name for 3 weeks now.
I'm so.
And it's not, we fucked it
me.
Up. Not, it has nothing to do with.
I messed it up.
Yes,
I'm so sorry.
I'm glad 20. You chose that
20.
One.
I'm gonna put it here. Just to
agents
make it.
Of chaos.
Yep. Make it oh real difficult.
Oh god, this is terrifying.
The next one should be the bottom level.
You gotta play aggressively.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Be aggressive. From at Applebee's Soul Cycle on Tumblr.
Nice.
Incredible.
Shout out to Abria.
Abria. For all, including Danny, there are so many quotable moments in your show. What's your favorite one-liner from any campaign?
Ooh, that's a good question.
A hard question.
Favorite one-liner from any campaign?
Any. Jeez Louise.
Man, there's a lot of good ones.
Pay.
God, it's a good one.
Life needs things.
Yeah, life needs things to live.
You pooping.
There's a lot of Taliesin quotes. Yeah. Your secret safe with my indifference.
I mean, everything Caduceus said. I hope that someday you'll find someone to mourn you.
Yeah.
The whole conversation with the dinner of Trent Ikithon.
Oh,
like Caduceus.
Yes.
Caduceus was just like Taliesin was tapping into like the deep wisdom that he has a reservation on. Like
It's love that makes people not fear.
Oh god.
Yeah.
Fear. What was it? Fear
it's,
is
it's love that makes people.
It's love fear that makes people, make people. Yeah. And he was like, fear is the I don't know. It was an incredible speech.
Whatever, it was good. Check it out.
Basically like anything that we say is pretty fucking great.
Great. I'm trying to think of like one for I mean, yeah.
It's
one for each.
And the answer would change every single time I thought of this. Like, they're all so good.
Yeah. I have an intelligence of six.
I know what I'm doing.
Oh, yeah, that's so a good, one.
Episode one.
That was episode one?
It was episode one because, I went back at one point to find like my first tweet or something that I had when I was watching the show, and it was quoting that, but it was on my Facebook because I wasn't
really on Twitter
yet because I had a Twitter.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
How about one more question from the tower?
Okay. Just one?
I guess I'll say Marissa.
You can make people do it again. You have the power.
True. I do?
But don't, though, because then we'll do this all night.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Should I, can I have a corgi do it?
Sure.
Just let's see what happens.
Plow him into you're gonna suffer consequences.
You're gonna knock it over.
No.
That's okay.
Let's see what happens.
The ASPCA has not viewed this episode.
Oh, buddy, do good.
Do good,
you
buddy.
You got it,
oh boy, I'm excited about this.
You got this.
Which one?
Oh,
oh my God!
Yeah, no,
look at him choosy.
That's
you want
cute.
That one? Okay. Do you want that one, Omar?
With your tiny little legs.
Hey, you gotta have him do it.
You gotta have him do it. Okay.
Yeah, he's
get in front of the camera.
This is absurd.
I gotta get a close up.
Okay, buddy, can you grab this? Can you grab that?
You got this.
Can you grab that?
Grab it.
Go ahead. Grab it.
Come on, boop it. Boop it. Boop it. Boop it.
This is perfect Jenga. Yeah! 24! Good job, Omar.
Oh, good boy.
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
24. You did so good.
He did so
good. That's an expert Jenga player.
Yeah.
The Tower of Terror player. What is this?
From cinematographer.
From JD. What item in your inventory currently means so much to you and why? It can be a magical item you are currently attuned to, or something a fellow player or NPC gave to you.
Pate. Pate de Rolo.
Is he an item?
He's a lot of things.
I love his voice.
All the Chetney gifts are great.
Busted that out. It was just so okay. Good.
Well, as soon as you told me, like, I'm gonna take this path where I can give life to my little tiny terrible creation. And I was like, what is the worst possible voice I can think of that I can make her, or at least everyone around her, regret that she chose this path?
Such a good voice. I mean, the circlet for me. Mm. Yeah. That's easy.
It's good.
I don't have much.
You don't. You eat everything you get.
Or things. You give it away. Yeah. You don't keep things.
Oh, I think my pack of cigarettes is pretty special.
I don't know. Flipping that coin has meant a lot to you.
That's true. It's sort of become my thing.
By
the way, I heard this crazy thing. Maybe it's not real. Maybe it is real. There's this thing I saw on TikTok about coin boys.
What is that?
It's like a phenomenon.
Oh no, what are you
It's like
us?
Middle schoolers and high schoolers, they call themselves the coin boys, and they always flip a coin, and like they're like
Two-Face?
Live by the coin, die by the coin. And like the teachers will be like, are you gonna do your fucking homework? And they're like, I don't know, we'll see. And they flip the coin.
No,
they're
that
coin,
is
they're
that's
coin
not
boys.
Real.
That is genuinely, there's no hope for the future. We are.
But I feel like my character
that's
is
a big,
my character is an unintentional
that's a can
coin
bit.
Boy.
Oh no! You stumbled into a TikTok fad.
I did.
Oh, that's awful.
The coin boy.
Oh. Maybe you started the coin boys.
Maybe I did.
Wow.
I did. Is that a real
Do
thing?
Do the coin boys know that they're following?
a fake robot?
Yeah. They're part of the. Maybe it's that can be what your cult is.
It's a cult.
The coin boys.
The coin boys.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit. I'm doing it.
Oh,
I'm
no.
doing
oh,
it.
No.
I'm doing it.
Some of the changelingers like. Mm, I don't like this.
Oh, I think Kyle added in the prompter is literally Two-Face from Batman.
Yeah, it's
true.
None of you can be Harvey Dent. None of you. Yeah.
Thank you, JD. Thank you, Applebee SoulCycle. And if anyone has a question, I'm not going to say evergreen. I object to that word. If you have a question for the Tower of Inquiry, you can enter it at critroll.com/tower whenever you'd like.
Sam has strong feelings.
I have strong feelings.
He wants more poignant, timely questions.
I do, but there's no way of doing that with our shooting schedule.
Yeah. Look, guys, I try.
You do great, Danny. It's not your
Taylor
fault.
Taylor and I try so hard.
It's whoever's in charge of the programming on our channel.
What the actual fuck right now? What the actual fuck? Oh my God, it's the flat white please all over again.
You should explain that. Yeah, oh, that no, it's already explained. Joke. That's right, it was on the Flask.
It was a Flask joke, but it was before
but
that.
But not explained.
It was a Slack joke, but
it's not even a joke. Sam just made fun of me for my coffee order.
Yeah, for no reason.
You're just a bully. Why are you bullying Marisha?
It's love teasing.
Yeah. Well, it's a satire of bullying, because there's no way Sam can actually bully anyone.
Oh. Shots fired.
That was funny.
Do I retaliate? I'll need a coin.
It's so funny because we were just talking about how to deal with bullies before we rolled camera.
What do you say?
You just say, yeah, totally.
Yeah, that's right.
Totally. You got
or
me.
Run away.
or what my son does, it pretends that he didn't hear them.
I mean,
yeah.
That takes a lot
You're
of power.
You're stupid.
Away.
What? I'm sorry?
That's amazing.
Bye.
It's effective.
Takes the power away.
Yeah, yeah.
I like it. Yeah.
And with that, what do we do now? And with that, let's slide into the deep dive. In a stately Angelica Houston-esque voice.
Yes, Sam.
Do your best Angelica Houston.
Yeah.
Does she have a distinct voice?
Like, you do.
She's
it.
Breathy and...
Maybe you should do it.
You just never seen Ever After.
Danielle de Barbarac.
There you go.
Sure.
Would you kindly provide us with a healthy supply of yum yum what's-its?
I'm really glad we're keeping yum yum what's-its. That makes me happy.
Now we're gonna take turns pulling questions from our tankards. And since I'm the tavern keeper, I decide who goes first. And that person will be me.
You are my darlings.
How is FCG doing, having reunited with Dancer and meeting her new automatons? What does he think of them? We answered some of this already, but Dancer, we saw two new automatons,
right? Yeah, you saw Cookie.
We saw Cookie. Would you please listen to the show that you're on?
Why do you care? You're not gonna watch it.
I'm not. Well, I might watch this when I'm on this one. we met Cookie.
Yeah.
And we met Pussy 2.
Pussy the second.
Pussy the second, yes. Electric Boogaloo.
Yes, that one.
Pussy the second was the flying bird contraption.
Correct.
And Cookie was a crawling thing?
Yeah, it was more like a moving tripod type containment.
I love it.
Assistant.
I think Fresh Cut Grass was genuinely jealous that Dancer had upgraded and moved on and found such cool new friends and didn't seem to miss FCG very much. But I guess FCG's just gonna start to like get over it.
Look at that, that's growth.
I guess so.
Oh,
you're next.
I mean, she basically said like, you're just gonna have to get over it because you're not gonna get what you want from me. It kind of sounds like what Dancer said.
Maybe, oh shit. I should have talked to Keyleth
somebody
about like,
from
how do you get
you.
Over not getting closure.
Oh, you get.
Oh, yeah.
Her answer would have been, I'm the wrong person to ask.
Oh, wait, we can't talk to Kayla anymore for a while.
Well, wait,
she's
is she with us?
With us.
Is she?
Right?
No, she just sent you through.
Timothy Oliphant?
Yeah, we just.
Oh, Tower of Terror. That was our secret word.
Timothy?
Timothy.
What?
Oh.
Is this like Pee Wee's Playhouse? What happens now?
That means that Sam, you must come and pull from the tower.
Oh my God!
Has this been a tank?
Once before.
I don't think I've ever been present for this, and I'm so excited.
Whoa!
More of Sam's favorite segment.
Only one hand, Sam.
Oh, you're right.
You didn't do one hand, Laura.
Yes, I did. I kept my hand.
Oh, that's true. I was thinking fingers. I'm so sorry.
You think I can get this one? This seems. Not like it's not gonna work.
Geez.
I think you got it.
You got it. You can do it.
You got it, Sam.
You already touched it. You can't.
Wait, is that true? Is that the rule?
That's how the rules go.
Once you pull on it,
Oh no, this is not gonna go well.
You got it. You got it.
You got it. You got it.
It is a leanin'.
Oh my god!
Wow!
Oh, why did y'all do this?
47?
No, you gotta put it on top.
Oh, that's gonna do it.
You can do it.
Oh my god.
Wow!
Wow.
I'm so scared right now.
Wow.
Oh, this no. has to, don't.
Stop
don't.
It, stop it.
It's your turn.
I know.
He wants to do the consequence.
Terrible. He does.
Okay, from Lux. From the start of the campaign, the party has seemed very sectioned off into close groups of two or three. Mm. How do you think the party's recent split and reunion have strengthened, weakened, or rearranged the relationships or traveling groups which were created pre-stream?
Oh, wow.
How do you think the newer relationships were affected?
I personally believe that world peace.
Was that a reason to have a question for you, Sam?
Danny, it will do.
I'm very glad.
That one's pretty topical.
That's a good one.
That's
yeah.
a topical one.
Could you repeat the
talk about the sectioned off into close groups.
Group dynamics.
Yeah,
recent
group dynamics.
Split. How'd that affect y'all?
I mean, you can talk to this. You speak to this too. You're watching this unfold.
Yeah, but
it was your
I want your answers better.
Yeah, sure.
I want to see what you say.
I think it's been interesting to see, at least from my perspective, it's been interesting that the first group that sort of knew each other coming into this, Fern, Orym, and
Dorian,
the EXU crew.
Well, Fern and Orym mostly, I guess. They still check in once in a while, but like I feel like they drift other ways now. Like Orym and you get along. Quite a lot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Fern and Chetney obviously have a special connection.
And Fern and Ashton have a really...
They yeah. do. Mm-hmm. They do. I think some of the dynamics of the show in the entire history of Critical Role depends on who sits next to each other.
Yeah.
That's why you mix it up from campaign.
It really affects the relationships at the table. Yeah.
Because it's just so much easier to have like an intimate moment with someone next to you.
Yeah,
I can barely see Taliesin. Like he's way over there, and you're blocking. You're like you and Liam are blocking
it's
him.
It's really hard to have a conversation with Ashton too. For me, like it's hard.
Yeah, because Liam is just.
But
like,
I don't know how. But that's bullshit because Ashley has like so many great moments with Ashton. So
that's true.
It's just my problem.
Yeah, you're just bad at this.
I'm just shit.
Well, she. This is
get me off the show.
Fun production fact.
Ooh,
for
production facts.
We think about the table setting a lot, especially when it comes to like you know, spit.
I didn't see it.
When it
I didn't
comes
see,
to that's good. That's good. When it comes to like one shots or people with guests, if you notice, we never put guests on the in seats where Travis and Taliesin are sitting because when you are inherently on those essentially the outside seats. Most people's attention are focused inward towards like where, you know, Ashley is sitting or where you're sitting. So the people who are sitting on the outside, we try to pick people
who can hold their own.
Who can hold their own, 100%. And who we know will jump in regardless.
And that's why I'm not there.
Because.
That's why you have to be the center of attention right in the middle. All the time. Are you always in the middle?
I feel like it.
I feel like you've been in the middle on every campaign.
Could be.
We put Travis on the end a lot because
but he's also big.
Because
right
he's
now.
Bigger
he's so
too.
Long
Travis also prefers the end.
Yeah, he prefers the end.
You sit next to Marisha. I guess that's technically how the table works.
Yeah, the table goes this, and I'm right here
in the
center of the V.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's in real time. So we rarely put guests on the outside because it's easier to engage. Because if you're on that outside seat, you often are seeing people's
back
shoulders
of their heads,
facing away from you.
Mm. That was fascinating. Yeah. Look at that. A Tower of Inquiry question that led us to so much more. Maybe I misjudged the Tower of Inquiry.
Maybe you should pull another one.
Okay.
No!
He wants consequences. He wants to do it. Could you do it?
Oh my god.
All right,
if
one more quick
do
one.
This, Sam,
this is a quickie. I don't think I can
I'll
do it.
I'll respect you for the rest of my life, which is saying something.
That is saying something.
Staying over here. There's no
way. There's no way this is going to. Shit, I have to respect you.
Where's the top?
43.
That's part of it.
If I put it here, it falls.
Yes.
If I put it here, it stays.
Correct.
Maybe I'll do the middle.
Okay.
What? This carelessness.
That is incredible.
Insane.
That is incredible. Rest of your life, Laura.
You promised on national television.
Sam, you're a talented genius.
Wow, that's so sincere. I don't care if it's not sincere, I'll take it. I love it.
From Emily S., if your character taught a class, what would it be and why?
Oh, that's a good question.
Composting. 101.
You can totally see Laudna at like the nature center.
Yeah.
Just teaching people who come in. Like it's like a weekly like Wednesday night class.
I think just breath work.
That's great. Yeah.
The FCG would do well in Ojai.
Yeah. Just some sort of meditation class or something like that.
Just using your chest cavity as a sound bowl.
Uh-huh. Well, maybe a baking class.
Baking class. Yeah.
I come from the South, but Imogen would be in charge of like the local FFA.
Mm. What's
FFA? At the school.
Future Farmers of America?
Yeah.
Oh.
That was big.
They didn't have that in my big in performing Texas. Arts high school.
No, they did not.
How about?
Pick a character for me. I have too many.
Marwa?
Marwa would teach scavenging.
Ooh.
Like dredging.
Dumpster diving?
You know, maybe. No, but like going, like, you know, scavenging along the edges of water and basins or in places of historical value that aren't, you know, private
like
land and trying to find.
Kind of?
Like foraging?
Like for.
Survival.
But for personal gain.
Geology for personal gain.
Yeah, like this is about the history. More like I want cool things to sell, or keep for myself, which I respect.
It's one of my big regrets about this campaign is we don't get to spend more time with Marwa.
I know, I loved Marwa.
Where is she? Is she?
She was in Jussar. Yeah,
we never go there
in
anymore.
In the ship shop.
I can send you back to Jussar if you want. Like,
can you just send her to us?
She's sure.
Awesome. Maybe she got jettisoned somewhere. When everything was
Let's
happening.
Let's say that she's in the broken teeth, or the shattered teeth, or whatever they're called.
We just run into her randomly.
Yeah.
That'd actually be pretty funny.
I'll think on it.
What am I supposed to do now?
I was reading a question that I've been holding for forever.
Oh, I'm sorry. Because I said Timothy Chalamet or whatever. Yeah. Okay.
Some of the piece of paper's like now been like twisted and folded.
Go on.
It's true. Marisha. I know, they just hate it when we read our names. It's so funny to me. Laudna mentioned her interests in Eidolons and Primordials. How does she feel about these nature spirits? Why do they speak to her rather than the gods? Yeah, it's a great question. I think Laudna, well, once again, and we're going to have to talk about this, because Laudna was already like, I don't think the gods are down for whatever I am.
Uh-huh.
And then you did that radiant, or that turn undead.
Oh.
Yes.
Which hit me.
Hurt you.
In a bad way. Mm-hmm. So I think Laudna, that's just further confirmation that, like.
The gods don't like you.
The gods don't like me. But I think for her, it's like, well, everyone is so conflicted. And then also when our group split up, our group was very heavily focused. Like, you guys were dealing with, like, a lot of Ajarth Arcanum stuff and dealing also with people who were very, like, God-centric, and then ours was the opposite, where we were dealing directly with people who were, like, affected negatively mm-hmm. by followers of the gods. So I think Laudna is just like, oh, well, if there's, like, another way we can do this that just doesn't rely on the gods again, mm-hmm. then we should explore it. And then it's also still questioning just kind of her entire relationship with the gods. Oh my goodness.
I mean,
look, he's booty.
Look at his like twitching. He's sleeping. He's dreaming. His little booty was twitching. So cute.
Laura Bailey. Disturbing the dog.
Laura, what was it like for Imogen to confront her mother above Ruidus? How is she feeling towards Liliana now?
I think she's gotten fucking sick of it. She's
that was so cute. You're like tee hee hee.
She wanted so bad to believe that her mom had the best intentions and was looking out for her, and like everything that she's experiencing is showing her that that is not the case. And it's hard because, like, me, Laura, I see it like I want so bad for Liliana to be good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And for her to be able to find that redemption. And I feel like when we had that moment with Ludinus, when everything went to hell and I just didn't roll well enough, that we would have been able to bring her over to our side. And now she's so deeply entrenched with Ludinus that I don't think it's gonna be possible. But who knows what surprises you have for us. But yeah, she's kinda over it. She's kinda over having that hope.
That's depressing. Sad. Thanks for that depressing thought.
Bomber.
Matt has a very good poker face.
Yes, he does.
I've honed it on Travis for a decade.
Where he just stares at
you. I heard there that if you want to foil a lie detector test, you like squeeze your sphincter really hard.
Oh,
like you
really?
Pucker your sphincter.
I heard that you just have to put like a tack in your shoe, you just step on a tack because you focus.
That's
like,
my secret.
You just always
I think so. That's what I'm saying. Like always I feel like you're always punching your sphincter.
Oh, yeah. Wait, you can fuck up a lie detector test by
like
squeezing
really
your booty?
Squeezing your
There's
sphincter.
A lot of ways. Like they're not admissible for a reason. Like that's old tech.
Well, don't you think making that face would give
right
it
now.
Away?
I just imagine Sam in the middle of a deposition.
Like, it's so much work.
The detectives are like, never mind. Let's move on.
I wasn't there that night.
Matt. This will be the.
They hate it.
I know. This will be the first time that the shattered teeth has properly been visited.
Yeah.
Not counting when it was Dominus and Calamity. Is there anything you're particularly excited about, or anything you can tease about the continent? I'm very excited. It's something that I haven't had the opportunity to really kind of bring into the game. It's a very different continent than everything else in Exandria.
It's a continent.
I mean, they call it a continent, but it's a series of islands that are clustered together, and because it was once a continent, it's kind of historically and colloquially referred to as a continent. Mm-hmm. But it's a collection of land masses. But it's a weird space. There's a number of reasons why it hasn't seen a lot of attempts at the outside cultures of Exandria to try and bring it into, you know, the modern political stream of everyone else in the world. The trade is challenging, and the people that live there are unique
assholes
in their own right. Yeah, the destruction of Dominus definitely left an impact. And while the essence of the Shattered Teeth is elementally tethered by the nature of that destruction, and isn't dangerous in the ways that like the various rifts to the elemental planes that the Ashari look over are. It is still a very chaotic place in how those energies affect it to this day. And that's all I'll say for now. It's fun.
I can't wait to see it. We haven't been to a new place in so long.
Yeah,
like
it's true.
A truly.
Yeah, we've kind of been.
Will this be the last continent-ish place that we've seen?
Well, there's plenty of places in Exandria that you guys haven't seen.
But I mean, like, are there any other large land masses that we don't know about?
Everything that's been noted in current books is known Exandria.
Known Exandria.
Correct.
But, like, so we could go to the other side of the world.
I was waiting for it.
I know we're not in session, but FCG just died.
We start the next session.
Yeah, we'll just jump in right there.
What do you want FCG's last words to be?
It was a plague.
Only if we can replace Sam with that that fake Sam that you got off of Central Castle.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, my God. Gotta get him back.
We gotta bring him back.
Yeah, there's all sorts of interesting weird places. There's also, like, you know, beneath the waters of the ocean and other odd, you know, spaces
Water
in
level.
The world. Like, there's a whole bunch of places in Exandria that we could eventually explore if we get the opportunity.
That's true. There's gotta be some, especially because, like, shit fell out of the sky.
There's mer people.
Yeah. And we barely got into the Underdark, like, the whole area, right?
Yeah, water. there's subterranean worlds. I mean, there's
a whole mermaid. Can we do a mermaid one shot where everybody's mermaids?
It's possible.
There's to participate in this one.
There's like fawns, like ferns. Could there be like merfawns and you're like a deer head with a fish tail?
We'll talk.
Okay.
We'll talk. Yeah, they're called abominations.
So we know what Marisha's mermaid was whenever she would play mermaids with her friends.
I want to be like a Ursula, but like a hot Ursula.
That's good. That's
Ursula's
good.
Hot. Happening.
I want to be like.
I get what you mean.
Yes.
Sorry,
I mean,
my divine, yeah. You know,
Aorbitons or just submarines. I don't know.
Mermaid just wasn't enough for you.
Yes, I'm just a
We're
submarine.
Going too deep on this. Gotta pull
out. Oh, I'm a jet ski.
Oh, no. Oh, God. What's your question?
Okay, my question, Sam. Where did shithead come from? Was the bird your idea or Matt's? It was my idea. Originally, I thought that FCG might have an animal companion, an animal familiar. And so I had the bird designed, and it was going to be a familiar that had a love-hate relationship with FCG, because the shithead would always shit on FCG's head. But FCG needed shithead because it helped in battle and stuff. But then I think I found out that Ashley was gonna do Fern and had Mister, and then you had Pate. And I was like, I don't think we all fucking need animals. So. But I already had this thing designed. And so I sent it in an email to Matt. I was like, just do something with this. His name's Shithead.
That was it.
I also love that his motivation was just like, I just don't like him.
It's so deep.
It's so good.
It just bothers me.
Well, it's like, what are those Australian birds like that just hate people and they just like dive off?
Those Icelandic birds too. Yeah. Kyr birds.
What are they?
In Iceland, I think they're called Kyr birds.
I think so. Yeah,
like
but magpies too.
That's
like,
right.
there's just some animals just go. And not just like I hate people, but like a particular person will come by on their walk and they'll be like, everyone else is fine, but fuck this person in particular. Yeah. And so that I just love that idea. It cracks me up.
Like that girl who kept trying to thwart them on her bike rides to work. And she would have like the helmets and would put sticks on it and,
like,
and the
eyes
bird
on it, and the bird was still like wham.
And she was like, ah!
Screaming for the whole video. Yeah, yeah, it's great.
But also, it's cool because it let me read whatever I needed to read into, you know.
What was it? Speaking of good one-liners, you're like, it's a personification of my guilt.
Yeah.
It is. To me.
Everything's a symbol to FCG.
Uh-huh. Should we go around one more time? Speed round? Marisha Ray, you're up.
Yeah, because whatever we don't get to, we can get to
during the game round.
Oh, yeah. This is true.
Game round.
We'll just shout questions at y'all.
Please do.
This is what it's for. Oh,
what was it like? Oh, wait. Okay, yeah. What was it like? Marisha. What was it like for you to see Keela so wounded and to go through a quest specifically to save her? It was so sad. It was like, oh man, that's my girl. She all fucked up. Yeah. It's wild. It's a meta-ass campaign.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To see, like,
I figured it might be based on you, specifically your character and Liam's character. Like, they're both characters that their history is tied directly to, like, campaign one elements.
Yeah.
So it was like, oh God, nerve-wracking to not mess it up, but also exciting to be able to bring that back.
Yeah.
You know, I think I said it before, but like, I've always dreamed about having multiple campaigns historically in the same world to have opportunities like this, and it's been really fun.
Yeah. It was wild, because like, I think of Keyleth, I feel like a lot of us think of Keyleth as being so hard to kill.
Yeah.
She's so beefy and powerful.
She always killed everybody in like the PvPs and
yes,
everything.
Yes, yeah. Always made it to the end, and then she like, to see her get so close to death, it was like,
sad.
No.
Yeah. Laura Bailey, speed round.
Consider the planning it took to get her there, though.
Yeah, that's right.
Laura, how does Imogen feel about agreeing to plant the brood pit from the All Minds Burn?
Oh, yeah.
What was that interaction like for her? This is kind of like, she came to the realization. I think when we were in the Gray Valley, that's when like we were getting the perineum flowers, right?
The perineum flowers, yes.
And seeing all of the demons like running amok and realizing the gods were the thing holding this horrible force at bay. And this is just one little bit of it. What else is happening in the world that the gods had been controlling up until that point? And like, she just hasn't had a lot of interaction with like deities in her entire life. It just hasn't been a part of it. And all of her powers came from something else. I think she kind of was like, we gotta put a stop to, we really do, at whatever cost. If it means being the end for herself, then that makes sense for everything else. Like, so when she agreed to plant the little seed, I think it was a, yeah, we're gonna fuck up the planet anyway, so I plant this there.
Yeah, maybe it helps us.
Maybe it helps us. Worst case scenario, it'll be destroyed in the end too, you know? And I don't think she, it's not like she had a problem with the giant mind weird oozy creature. You know, she's not scared of scary things. So, yeah. I think she was more entranced by it.
Cool. Oh, right.
Matthew Mercer. Last question of the round.
Pick two, pull one.
Read them both at the same time.
No, that one. It's a little close to what you just answered. I'll put that up there.
Okay.
Matt, how do you feel about... Matt.
Please go middle.
How do you?
Hey,
how do you feel about losing Ratanish in that battle?
Oh yeah.
Did you have more plans for Odohan's second in command? I mean, it's always a little sad to lose a recurring antagonist character, even a low level one. And for him, my hope for that encounter was when either things would turn sideways. Because if he was present for a lot of that battle, it would have been a different.
It was already dire.
It was meant to be a very difficult battle already. Which is why when you guys were talking about splitting up, I was like,
oh no.
I know, thank Keyleth.
Oh boy.
That's why you were like, I don't think you should go with me. I really don't think you should go with me. Keyleth's like, I can handle it.
Well, that was awesome because I didn't want to have to bring a really powerful NPC to do the battle for you.
Right, yeah.
I was like, she has other things to do also.
Yeah.
She's not your chaperone.
Yeah.
So the intent was to be a difficult battle, and he was meant to be either things were either going to get bad enough where you would have to flee, or if things were to turn enough and he could see it, and he can see it fairly early on, he was going to himself flee, and he has especially a moveset to kind of be hard to chase, especially through the city that he knows so well, and then that would have been a scenario where he would have been well aware of your proximity to Ground Zero.
Yeah.
To your activeness and mucking with their plans, and he would have, my hope was he would have then been kind of an informant to bring attention back to you guys and kind of ramp up that tension quickly, but you stopped him, so good on that for what little time it'll buy you.
Oh, well, and he...
Win's a win.
Also, like, hang on, because now that he's dead, because we saw him fight Ashton, and he was doing barbarian shit, right? But then he wild-shaped, we know.
No, that wasn't him. He didn't wild-shape, that was the mage.
Oh, that's right.
He was banished, and then when he bamfed in, all of us at once.
That's right.
Yeah. We Odahan'd him.
And the mage wild-shaped and was trying to take off. That's right. Yes. Okay.
Yes. Technically a druid, but yeah.
Druid, yes.
You were outside looking in, it was hard to see.
Yes, true.
That's true. Yeah, you were just climbing across the rooftop like a terrifying nightmare.
Yeah.
That is so creepy.
It's awesome.
Good.
Looking through the hole in the ceiling. Just see, like, so full, like, grudge, just like hair coming down. And, like,
it's all shadow except for the one eye that's yep.
Amazing.
It's very, very Junji
so
Ito.
Good.
I think that concludes that round. Before we do whatever comes next, I don't know what comes next. I have three more ship names to propose.
Okay,
for Imogen and Lada. Hiyah! Is that a good one?
I like that one a lot.
Okay, that's one. Horse and buggy?
No. Okay.
Because she's like decomposing bugs?
Okay, sure.
Or
sometimes okay.
Ghost Rider.
Ghost Rider!
Ghost Rider's pretty great.
That's good.
That's pretty great.
That's good.
I still like Horse Ghoul.
Horse Ghoul
is also Ghoul Ranch.
Ghoul Ranch.
It's good too.
Like Ghoul Ranch Doritos.
Yep.
I think yeah is my favorite. Yeah.
Hard to spell.
Yeah.
If you go with Ghoul Ranch, then maybe people will send us Doritos instead of Werther's.
Oh. It's time for another pull of the Tower of Inquiry. Is that right?
Yes.
Oh my God, we have another pull. It's gonna fall.
It's definitely gonna fall.
Who do I want to suffer? You.
God damn it. That's really good at this game.
God damn it.
Oh, what? I mean,
Laura, I'm again really sorry for yelling at you about using two hands. I'm just really silly. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. Like, I'm not the biggest
really
rule stickler with this game.
Boy, this
I feel bad.
Is not good.
Get a close up. Get a slow mo going.
Oh, no.
Get the phantom camera on.
Oh,
but
no.
Also, I kind of want the.
Do the base. The very bottom level, Matt.
I know. The very bottom.
It's funnier if
you
also...
do the very bottom.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can.
There's no way.
Dissonance.
He can do it.
He can't do it.
Matt can do anything.
It's impossible.
Matt can't.
He's
it's
doing
impossible,
it. He's doing it. He's doing it.
No way.
He's doing it.
You're doing
it can't
Peter.
Be done, Captain.
33.
Whoa.
Get out there.
Fuck. No.
Are these glued on?
No, not this time.
Oh my God.
What the fuck?
Whoa.
Damn it.
Am I
feels
in
like
frame
one that
could high?
Go in like 20 seconds when no one's around it.
Yeah.
Okay, so from Dice Dragon 73, what has been the most heartbreaking thing that has happened to your character this season? And what was the most heartwarming thing that happened to your character this season?
Well.
Deep sigh.
Well, you died.
Yeah. You lied. It was pretty bad.
Yeah.
That was pretty bad. But then getting a makeup ring was pretty heartwarming. So
you dying was pretty sad.
Yeah, it was pretty sad.
Making out, pretty heartwarming.
That was good.
What about you, buddy?
Oh, I think learning I was a murderer is bad.
This is a funny question.
But falling in love with getting screwed by Frida was pretty good.
Yeah. Screwed. Yeah.
That's cute.
Also gross.
We're machines.
Yeah, because we're machines.
Why is that gross? Right.
Just because
just because your wiener's made out of a drill. That's not gross.
No.
Drill dick.
What? It's true. Drill dick. We need a ship name.
He's got attachable.
We need a ship name.
They've
got
attachable.
Be gross.
Y'all already have a ship name. It's love letters.
Oh, that's true.
Oh,
yeah.
That's so good.
That's true. Thank you, Dice Dragon 73.
Black and Decker.
Black and Decker.
Black and Decker.
remember,
wait, Matt, what's the most heartwarming and saddest thing that's happened to you as a DM this season?
Saddest thing would be having to say goodbye to Eshteros because I really liked him as an NPC, but narratively made sense. Heartwarming would be watching your characters come together. Honestly, it was an unexpected, you know, romance and creation. And then watching it become the like Rachel Ross of the campaign, where everyone's like, "No, but really, like when are you guys gonna?"
Y'all are way better than Rachel and Ross.
Great. I'm saying it's like the longevity of everyone going like, "All right, come on,
let's do this." Thank you, Dice Dragon 73. Remember, if you have a singularly saucy evergreen, singularly saucy question for the Tower of Inquiry. You can flop those fingers on your keyboard until you create a sequence of letters and symbols that spells out critroll.com/tower, and then press enter or return. It's like magic, only we're gonna take a quick break. But don't leave, because when we come back, we'll be playing Gang Beasts.
Gang Beasts, nice!
What is that?
I don't know.
You'll see.
Is it a video game?
It's a video game.
And making costume prompts for our annual Fort Frighted Dive.
Yes. Oh no.
That's right, our Halloween episode is coming up. Okay, stay tuned.
Whoever's gonna be on.
Woo, we'll be right back, bye.
That's it for the podcast version of this episode of Fort Frighted Dive. In the video version, we wrap up each episode by playing some games, which don't always translate well to an audio-only format. Honestly, it's mostly yelling, truly. So be sure to check out the rest of the episode via the VOD for the full chaos. If you've enjoyed this deep dive into the campaign, be sure to drop us a rating and a review on whatever podcast platform you're using. Your thoughts may just encourage a new critter to take the plunge. Foresighted Dive airs the first Tuesday of every month at 7 p.m. Pacific on twitch.tv/criticalrole and youtube.com/criticalrole, with the VOD available on YouTube the very next day. And of course, each episode releases right here on the Critical Role Podcast Network 1 week after the initial broadcast. We'll see you again next month. Bye-bye.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. In fact, Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/podcastfree. All lowercase, shopify.com/podcastfree, shopify.com/podcastfree.